Tablet 16, Virtues. Surah, the Table Spread, Al-Ma'idah. Being just. O you who believe, be steadfast in God's ways, and be an example for others in equity. And let not the enmity of the people toward you make you deal with them unjustly. Be just, it is nearer to righteousness, and be aware of your duty to God. Verily God knows all that you do. Verse 8. So you should not let your hatred affect your justness, because justice is ever nearer to righteousness. Also, because all is God, how can a realized person hate any part of the universe? Surah Repentance, At-Tawbah. Show strength of character toward disbelievers by showing annoyance toward wrongdoing. O you who believe, fight with the disbelievers who are close to you, and let them find you strict, strong, one-pointed, steady, etc. Know that God is with he who keeps his duty to him. 123. Surah the Story, Al-Kafas. The virtue of being one-pointed. For those who believe and do good, God's reward is much better, and it is obtained only by the steadfast with patience. Verse 18. Surah the Enshrouded One, Al-Musannil. One-pointedness. Remember the name of the Lord, therefore, and devote yourself wholly to his cause. Verse 8. Remember the name of the Lord is the same as think about God, his creation, and truth. Surah the Troops, Az-Zumar. Man cannot have two masters, or he cannot serve God and Mammon. Matthew 6:24. A man who belongs to several diverse people, who are at odds with each other, and the other one who belongs solely to one man, are these two cases similar? Verse 29. Surah the Romans, Ar-Rum. To be thankful and hopeful in all situations. When we bestow our mercy on mankind, they rejoice on it. But if there be a tribulation because of their own actions, karmas, they become despairing and forget about God and his mercies. Verse 36. Surah Harun, Al-Adid. Being peaceful and content at all times. Grieve not for that which you have missed, nor exult for what has been given unto you. Verse 23. Surah the Clans, Al-Azab. Detachment to the external world are one's actions. Say unto your wives, O Prophet, if you desire worldly life and its glamour, come, I will make a provision for you and release you in utmost fairness. Verse 28. Surah the Cloaked One, Al-Mudathir. Detachment, worldly gain. And bestow no favor for a worldly gain. Verse 6. Water is purifier. Water has always been one of the purifying elements in history. Hebrews, as early as the time of Abraham, used it for their purification, especially before eating. Fire also is a purifying element and has been used extensively in pagan religions and Jewish sacrifices. In ancient time, human sacrifice with fire was a symbol of a purifying act for the community. The story of the sacrifice of the son of Abraham for God and then switching to the ram instead, beside many other significances, is a symbol of the change of human to animal sacrifice. It was because the human consciousness had developed to a higher level that this change took place. Also, the act of baptism is a symbol of switching from using fire as a purifier to water. Even animal sacrifice would seem cruel in the eyes of the humans in the great scale that Jews used to do. So water and baptism replaced animal sacrifice for purification. But real purification is overcoming the lower nature to be purified in the sacred fire of meditation and be baptized by the water of the Spirit. Surah the Criterion, Al-Furqan. And we sent down purifying water from the heaven. Verse 48. Women are equal with men for being provided all the things necessary for their physical, mental, and spiritual progress. Then, if in a spiritual environment a woman proved the abilities of a higher soul or talents of some merits, she should be allowed to progress on those virtues. Surah the clans, Al-Azab. How a virtuous woman should be. Say unto your wives, O Prophet, if you desire worldly life and its glamour, come, I will make a provision for you and release you in utmost fairness. Verse 28. Surah the end, An-Nam-Al. Women can be leaders if they, like everyone else, prove themselves worthy. They are not fooled by the attraction of Maya and are not attached to their bodies. Solomon said, make this throne better than hers, Queen of Sheba, that we may see whether she is rightly guided or is of the ones gone after. Verse 41. The Queen of Sheba was a great leader of her people and was a great soul. Ending. As it was explained, this is only a small portion of the Quran. Many verses similar to those quoted in this book can be found throughout the Quran. However, to know the Quran and Islam, like any other religion or truth, the seeker should eagerly ask for guidance and be zealous in pursuing the truth behind the stories and symbols of the revelation. Only with his blessing will the true meaning be revealed, but the real seeker will find the answers regardless of the confusion between religions, arguments, and the influence of intellectual spiritualities. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Also remembrance of the greatest sign and the relationships between the different seals will greatly help to clear the way toward understanding the truth behind them all. Furthermore, for additional help when studying a religion, there are 3 points which should be remembered. The common truth which underlies all religions, the mission of each prophet, and the people for whom the revelation was given. God gives truth to people according to their capacities and readiness. That is why he uses the symbols most revealing to those people. But the truth behind those symbols is one, because the truth is one. The next book of thought is Universe and Man. This book, Universe and Man, explains the construction of the universe and its relationship with the structure of man. Man is created in the image of the universe, God.